dress.
Oh, I'm scared.
Let her walk in one of my shoes for a while.
Gay fool in an old dude's school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor, 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 poor Timothy.
God, you guys are like really depressing. Do you know what's not depressing?
What? You're not better.
Big Fatty had a birthday. Uncle.
How old is he?
He's 100 million years old.
He is?
So can we sing him happy birthday?
Sure. Okay. But we need to say happy birthday to you.
Can I count it down?
Yes.
Okay, one, together. One, a two, a three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Big Fatty. Happy birthday, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday, Big Fatty!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
He's 100 million years old.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 1965. The BFO for Wednesday the 5th of August 2015, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, you playing that clip at the beginning of the little show just means you're a whore. You're just a whore, 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 whore. Hello, repairers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're repairers today because y'all, on Tuesday, got a call from the Charleston Auto Glass folks. And y'all, the guy came out. And y'all, he was, I don't know if he was a hipster or whatever. But he had those, they had those ear bobs, not ear bobs, what do you call those, the earring things, and he had on a fedora. He had on a fedora and short pants and boots and a bright yellow shirt, and y'all, he came out and took out the broken window out of the Ford Escape and installed the new one without incidents. And y'all, it took about 30 minutes, total of about 30 minutes. And y'all, the Ford Escape is back to new. I was told, don't slam the doors for an hour after he completed the installation, and to not wash the car. Big Fatty, you don't have to worry about that for 2 days. So y'all, I'm sorry. I'd love to wash the Ford Escape, but y'all, I've been told not to do it for 2 days. Big Fatty, you're just silly. But anyway. So I'm delighted to have that taken care of, and y'all, now I'm turning my attention towards heading over to Scotland to do the Highland jig. Big Fatty, is it a jig? Is it a high? What is it? It's a Highland. Big Fatty, that's Mexican. Anyway, it's the high. I don't know what you do. You do a little Highland dancing, I guess. Big Fatty, you don't know what you're talking about. And y'all, I spoke to Miss Kitty. I spoke to Miss Kitty on Tuesday, and Miss Kitty asked me. What did Miss Kitty ask me? I was getting ready to tell you something, and y'all, I don't remember what it was. Big Fatty, we don't know. What did Miss Kitty ask me that I was going to mention on the show? Big Fatty, the memory is about shot. Y'all, that's what happens when you turn 59. Big Fatty, you're not quite 59. It's true. I'm still 2 years younger than Granny until on Monday. Yeah. Oh, Big Fatty, you weren't going to let that you weren't going to let that out of the bag. Well, y'all, you know, there's several very prominent shows with celebrations of exiting the birth canal over the next few days. You know, Thursday is that old stink pot Toppy Smelly, and then Dr. Stone is on Sunday, and then Brian from the Game Night Gals is on Monday, along with y'all, it's just Big Fatty. It must be a lot of fucking going on in November. I guess there is.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he's fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
It's Timmy Sam.
Hi, Timmy.
Hey, I have an Ask Poodle question.
Oh, okay.
Play the Poodle music.
Oh.
Poodle, I'm just wondering. I love cake. You know I love cake. But
yes?
What is your favorite cake that you like to get all messy and all over your face?
Oh.
That's what I was wondering. I'm loving red velvet.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. Having a great summer. Life is good.
Good.
Bye, Poodle.
Bye. Well, Timmy, this is an excellent question, and it just so happens that I've been looking for cake recipes here recently. Why are you looking for cake? Never you mind, Big Fatty. Never you mind. And quite frankly, Poodle likes most every kind of cake, but I really love pound cake, and I love lemon cake, and I love coconut cake, but I mainly love birthday cake.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, a little Aussie battler. I just had a quick question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty comes to us. Our question today comes to us from the future, y'all. It is from the little Aussie battler, Scotty. Scotty, what you got?
So, when we call you up to ask a question, are we allowed to ask more than one question the same time?
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie battler. And, Scotty, this is an excellent question.
Thank you for answering.
Big Fatty, you didn't let him finish. Well, he's done now. This is an excellent question. First of all, Scotty, been a month of Sunday since we've heard from you, and lovely to hear your voice. And the answer is yes, you can. You can ask more than one Big Fatty question, but it's always best to lead off. After saying, I've got a couple of questions to ask, and then normally, as is preferred, the caller would say, "Play the music," and then you'd wait for the music to play, and then you'd ask the questions, and many people prefer to take their answers offline, and so they'll just say I'll take the answers offline, and y'all then they'll hang up the cellular telephonic device, and Big Fatty will answer the questions, and then usually they're very just excellent. Yes, Big Fatty, excellent questions, just excellent questions. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, there was something, but first of all, y'all, let me just say, y'all, I've yet to receive any spoofs, any spoofs of the BFO to play while I'm over there in Scotland and while I'm doing my Irish jig over there in Scotland. Big Freddy, you don't do an Irish jig in Scotland. Oh, well, okay. But anyway, you know, if you're still interested in doing a little spoof of the BFO, you can do your recording and send it to Big Fatty, and y'all, I need it by Friday. So you still got a couple of days to go, and so there's that. So y'all get on it if you're interested in doing that. Y'all, there was something that was, y'all, do you watch the Antiques Roadshow? Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Antiques Roadshow. Yes, indeed. One moment, please. And y'all, they're filming the Antiques Roadshow here in Charleston. I think this coming weekend. And y'all, they were saying what's the best way to get on the show. And y'all, they say that it's not necessarily the most valuable thing or the most unusual thing, but it's something that has a good story that goes along with it. That is, to go along with it being either valuable or unusual or whatever. And they say they get thousands of people that'll come through with stuff, and but only a very small percentage gets to be considered for the TV program. But they did say that most of the ones that they do film, pretty much most of them make it to the air. So there's that. But y'all, I've got something that's been around for a long, long time that I was thinking of taking over there this weekend. Y'all, it's Granny. Big Granny! If ever there was an antique, it would be Granny. Big Granny, you're gonna get in trouble! Anyway, so that was a long story for a silly joke. Yes, Big Granny, you're stretching for time. Y'all, I still have a few Axe Big Fatty questions from back there in the June Pride 48 event, and y'all, I'd like to answer a few of these. Y'all, Mr. Mike, you know Mr. Mike, he's up there in the Squamish, northern Mexico. He's coming to Pride 48, I think. He usually helps out Adam Burns with the running the soundboard and things like that. I don't know if he's signed up to do that yet this year or not, but I hope so. Mr. Mike asked, is the ham map still out there in the interwebs, or is it gone forever? And Mr. Mike, this is an excellent question, and it's one of those questions that I get frequently. And not frequency. Big Freddy, whatever happened to frequency? He's out there in the wasteland. Mr. Mike, the technology. The technology just surpassed the ham map. I can't catch the living hell from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob, because he loved the ham map. But y'all, it's just gone. It's gone, and I don't know how to find it or get it back or anything like that. So y'all, it's just gone. It's part of history. Big Freddy, y'all, Miss Bacon, asks a question. Question is this, exclamation question, a copy cat of tweet me a question. What? I don't know what that means. Big Freddy, does it have anything to do with the Vons? Yo. Oh, well, she does do that tweet me a question. No, but yeah, but this is not tweet me a question. This was, anyway, I don't know. Y'all, that George in Atlanta. Y'all, do you listen to George in Atlanta? Y'all, he just did a new little show. He's kind of recapping and updating everybody on the George in Atlanta little show. Y'all, it was good. I enjoyed it. And there was a new little show of the North and South of things that he does with the Laughing Buddha. Yes, Big Freddy, we love them. George in Atlanta asks, what's for dinner tomorrow? Well, I'm not sure what's for dinner tomorrow, but tonight I'm going to have some of that barbecued poke that I made on Sunday. I'm going to slice it up and put some barbecue sauce on it and finish off the Brussels sprouts. Big Fatty, you'll be tooting the rest of the night, dear Gussie. So, I'm not sure what'll be for dinner tomorrow. Big Fatty, probably leftovers. Miss Bacon is back, and she has... Oh, by the way, George, that was an excellent question. Miss Bacon is back, and she says, do you back into the carport? And Miss Bacon... Excellent question. And, you know, this is, I'm sure that the Faye driver has an opinion on this, whether you should pull straight in or back into your carport. Big Fatty, I pull straight in. It's easier for me to go in straight and then just back into the open space, into the road, rather than backing into a tight space under the carport and, you know, hitting one of the poles and having the roof come crashing. Big Fatty! So, anyway, so I back out of the carport and I go in straight. Big Fatty's the only thing you do straight. Y'all, R.T. Cruiser, you know, he's going to be at the Pride 48. He's coming from the future. He says, if the Fat Villa is bigger and fancier than the Fat Cave, would that make it a fanacomb? Big Fatty, first of all, R.T., lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, he wrote the question. Well, it'll be lovely to hear your voice in Lost Wages, and this is an excellent question. By the way, I'm not sure that the Fat Villa is bigger than the Fat Cave. I think it's just arranged differently, and it is fancier than the Fat Cave. But is it a fatacomb? Big Fatty, I wouldn't know how to answer that. We may have to get back to him in Lost Wages on that one. R.T. Cruiser, keep that one in mind and ask me in Lost Wages. George in Atlanta is back. He says, is the lawn guy cute? Now, he's not really cute, but he's kind of hot, he's always sweaty and... y'all, he's the lawn guy, so you know it's always yes, Big Fatty, you're old and you're a perv. So anyway, and evidently I'm a whore too. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, number one funky homo is here. Does thought require language? Excellent question. Excellent question, Jim. Clearly, Big Fatty has plenty of thoughts, but language is not one of his strong suits. No, Big Fatty, you've lost the capability of using the English language. It comes with age, I guess so. And y'all, our last Ask Big Fatty question from June is from the Gravitas. It says, does the Fat Villa have a lawn accoutrement, i.e. pink flamingos, lawn trolls, or puppet shows? An excellent question, Gravitas, and it does not, except for the face that my mother gave me for the tree. Big Fatty, that face just creeps me out when I see it. Y'all, it's true. It is kind of creepy, but y'all, it's cute at the same time. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Don't forget the Big Brother. The Big Brother is tonight. So y'all, if you're watching the Big Brother, y'all, it's good. It's gonna be good this week. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Timmy Sims and the little one, and they were singing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to Big Fatty and Timmy Sims. If there's one thing you could say that could keep you from getting some of Big Fatty's cake, what would it be?
He's 100 million years old.
Oh, Big Fatty, I may have to give him a corner of the cake for that.
You can- can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.